Isum Kosov, he can't stay married, can't live with his wife without a tzuba. So if she loses a tzuba, he has to right away write her up another one. So that's what the husband is complaining. Don't give this tzuba that you found now back to my wife, even though I didn't pay her up yet, because she already has one tzuba. That's the pshat in the chomin. That's why they say do not give it back. And this I'll tell you, the Rabbi Yossi yells no, this I'm not afraid about. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not afraid for shtei tzubas. Therefore Rabbi Yossi says, don't give it back, because he goes to shittos and holds for shtap royin with chashina. Yeah. Omer Rav Loza sounds like this. Machlekes b'sheshneya madukin b'teifis. The machlekes we had before that we said yachleku, when the malv and the leiva are both holding on to the shtar. So when is that b'sheshneya madukin b'teiruf? Rashi says kleimer. Means oy shneya madukin b'teiruf. The teiruf that's gilus shtar. Mokam aloiva via malva via moyus via zman. That's the main part of the shtar. That's called the teiruf. The main part of the shtar. And the other part of the shtar is the teifis. Russia's kol loshen shtar, the normal wording for a shtar. So in every shtar there are two parts to it. That's called the teiruf. That's the information, the special information we have to know here. The name of the malva, the name of the leiva, how much money, where they are. And then there's the teifis, just what it says inside it. The normal loshen. So therefore, Rav Lezer says like this, machleikis, when do we say achleiku? Hishishnei madukin b'teifis, in that either both of them are holding on to the same part of the shtar, the teifis, the extra part, or else the shnei and the teiruf, they're both holding on to the teiruf, the main part of the shtar. But what's going to be avolechet otik b'teifis? One is holding on just to the regular nusaf, the regular wording of a shtar. The yechet otik b'teiruf, but the other one is really holding on to the teiruf, to the main part of the shtar. Then I'll tell you, zeh noitel teifis, this one takes the teifis, which is not worth too much, but the zeh noitel teiruf, this one takes the teiruf, that is the good shtar. And Rashi says, the mighty tofes didehu, with Tony Liel, then I can mock each other my gas. See here also. So soon see. That's what Rebbe Lezer says. For Rebbe Yechanan, Rebbe Yechanan says no. For Rebbe Yechanan, Omar, Liyoylam, Cholkin, we always divide up this star equally. The Afilu Echad Odek Betefis, the Echad Odek Betef, even though one is holding on to the Tefis, just to the regular wording of a star, and the other one is holding on to the main part of the star, still will say here Yechleku. For the Gemara, why? I have a time you learned before, not like this, we learned the Chura, that Zen Noitel Ad Mokim Shiyodu Magas, that each one takes what's holding in his hand. If one is holding the Teiruf, and one is holding the Teifis, the Chura, what's in his hand, he should have a right to keep for himself. So how can we say Yechlekum on this? So I said, let's read a case like this, the Koi Teiruf Bei Mitzoy, that the Teiruf, the main part of the star, was part in the middle. It was in the middle of the star. So it comes out both of them was just holding on to the Teifis. So Moshe says, "Lihaki, if so, Malamein, what are you telling me then? The Chorib Shita, that's like regular Shnei Mersa Metalis." So Moshe says, "Let's read the Chiddush is to Mekarav Lagavi Dechad that no, the Teiruf, it sure was in the middle of the star, but it was closer towards the top. So the one that's holding on to the top of the star, to him, it's closer the Teiruf. So Mal the time I would have thought to say, Omalei Plughochi, he has the right to say the one that's closer to him has the right to say, cut it straight down the middle, that's crosswards." And therefore, I'll keep the teruf, and I have the star. Kamash Mulon, the Chiddush is no. The Yomle, the other one has the right to say back to him, no. My Chos is the power of this Hochi. Who told you to cut it straight down the width? Polig Hochi, cut it down the length, and then we'll both be shutfus in the teruf. So in other words, you can't get the star. That's the Chiddush over here. That's such a case, it's still a regular bit of Chokin in the star. We don't give it to one over the other one. So Rashi says the mice is no machlekes here. The mara machora mara machov lefigi. If one is really holding on to the teifis and the other one's holding on to the teruf, they both agree what's in your hand, you keep, and then it won't be achleku. It's only saying like in a case where they're really both holding on to the teifis, just the teruf is in the middle. So in such a case, we say achleku, we divide it up equally. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, malei ravachim edif l'ravina." He asked him that the Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer the Yomer, zeh noto teifis. There's then no teiruf, where they're both holding on to the shtar. Each one takes what's in his hand. Says, so lomalei, why does the one that's holding on to the teifis, what does he have from it? It's not worth anything. The teifis by itself, you can't use anything. So what do you mean to say he takes it?
Does he just need it to be for battle cover? Like he can't use it by itself? So the Marine says, lomalei, answer back, no le demei. What I mean to say is that of course they sell it. You don't rip up the shtar and give him the teifis and the teiruf. Rather, we sell it for the value of it. We'll soon see. The Yom Hoch will say like this. Shtar, this is a shtar that has a zman on it. How much is it worth? but the left bezman doesn't have a star in it, kamashav, how much is it worth? In other words, bishtar, the used bezman government mishabdi. If the star has a zman inside it, so it's useful, you can collect the mishabadim from it. Vidach like government mishabdi, and the other one is holding on to the teifes. Since there's no zman, he can't receive mishabadim. Therefore, the difference of the shtar, how much it's worth, whether you can collect from mishabadim or not, this difference to divide up, and the one that has the tariff takes it more than the other one. But the ikar halacha of the chok and the chalukim is not with the rip off the shtar in half, but we sell it for the value of it, and the value we divide up the way they're holding on to it. Like Rashi says, that the tariff, Rashi says, odif mitofis, the ispeg mokam hazaman, it has the zman. So Rashi says, if you have the other question also, the ilu shem ha-malva v'aloiva v'amoyis k'suvim, could the Torah has the names also that the Tefis doesn't have? So Rashi says, no. Af ha-Tefis, she-tzorach v'atza min yonish o-shtah v'shit achreina. But even the Tefis also has these other names, the other information. So the main difference between the Tefis and the Torah is only the Zaman. That in the Torah you have the Zaman, and the Tefis you don't have the Zaman. So therefore the one that's holding on to the Torah, he has the Mila, he has the Zaman here. So how much the Zaman is worth more, he receives that much value, and the rest, in the Shava B'Shava, that they divide, that's the din of Chokin. So therefore the Loch of Chokin by the Shtar here is, they divide up the money. And how much more it's worth, because of the Zaman, the one that's holding the Zaman receives it. And the rest of the Yechleiku, they go swimming around, that's the same Shana Mishnah also, so we say Chokin by the Talis is also the same way. As the Torah says, "V'yachloiku namu damor and l'demei." Tilo temach. We're not going to say like this. Tilo temach. He shneimer is the metalis. That's the Mister says the loch of shneimer is the metalis. Hochi namu the polig that you rip the talis in half. Who after do you're going to ruin the talis? So chord means you sell it and the value you divide in half. The Torah says, "No, hola kashat on a kashat." There the chazal ketanim. It could be a big talis that even if you divide in half, so it's fit for ketanim to use.
Small kids could use it. Therefore, it's only a chiddush from here that we say ledamim, but by regular shnayim erechim talis, it could be lektan. Now the Gemara says, "V'hod yom rov," that's what the Rabbi said. "Yom hoyis the talis muzavis." If the talis was a golden talis, cholkin, we also divide it up in half. For the Gemara, "Hachinami the polik law," we also divide a golden talis in half. Who has to do? You're ruining the clothing, like the chura, a golden shirt. You know, you don't divide up. The Gemara says, "Alakasha the chazal of Nei Melachim again. It's fit for children of the kings." That they also wear golden shirts. So even though now it's one big one, you could divide it in half, it could be the Ketanim use it. The Kitzah could be that we'll say still Chokim really. Or it says, behold the Ketanim, that we learned. Two people running Chabar Behema. So we say Chokim. It's Achinami the Poliglei, who has to do, like to cut the animal in half, the man is going to ruin the animal then. You're making it in the veil, you can't use it. Or it says, Bishleim the Torah Chazil of Osa. Bishlam, if the animal is a tahor, so good, you can say you make a shita, and then you cut the meat in half, and you divide the meat in half, that's okay. And a tamei you have to do. But if it's a vehema tamei, you can't use the meat. The old thing is to tell it that a guy would use it to work with it, so how can you divide it up? Like the old thing of a chamor is for its work. So if you give me half of a chamor, it's not worth anything. So what do you have to answer? Tamei, avadana mishnosa means chokin, means you take this chamor and sell it, and the value of it, we divide it up in half. So Chanami L'Dmei, he also talks in Mizla D'Mei, Senech Nami, that's what we're answering over here. In other words, that's what we're answering before. Now, it wasn't really cash, it's just Guterres. And that we said the case of the Mishubodim, the Avishtar, one has the Zman, one doesn't have the Zman. So he said, Yoyla Hefta B'nei B'nei, V'yachleiku. And we divide it up. So more like Hefta Kasha, Ay L'churus Mashim Yachleiku means you have to divide the Shtar itself. So he said, no, V'yachleiku Nami, the Amorin L'Dmei. After it says Yachleiku, it means for the dumb and the value of it. As we were just saying Pshat, that the Pshat Vashnayim Adukim Shtar over there, even though it says Yachleiku, Yachleiku means that we take the value of the Shtar and we divide up the value of the Shtar. So when I get the Kash, I says Yachleiku, so Terah says no, that could also mean Yachleiku. And I'll bring you a proof, because even in our Mishnah, when it says Shnayim Oichsim Metalis, that the Locher is Chokum, you have to divide up the Talis, it doesn't always mean to say you take the Talis and Mamish rip it in here. Certain times you'd be master, like by Behemoth for sure. By Behemoth to me, you'd be master the Behemoth. So for sure, when it says Yachleiku there, it just means you take the Behemoth and you sell it, and the money we divide up. That's also called Yachleiku. So that's not sure the sub Yach also. Yachleiku means Bidime. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Ches Amar Aleph. A few lines down. Master like this. Omar Rami Bachoma says, Zoyse Meres, from our Mishnah we have a Raya
that Hamagibi Ametziah Lachaveroi, if somebody picks up a Metziah for his friend, he wants his friend to be Kainerit, he is Kona Chaveroi. Then his friend is Kona. Why? Because these Takodai Tichifi, you're going to tell me, Loi Kona Chaveroi, we'll soon see the reasons why. But if you would tell me that Hamagibi Ametziah Lachaveroi, if I pick up a Metziah in order for somebody else to be Kainerit, I can't do it for him, that the thing would be Loi Kona Chaveroi. If so, then in our Mishnah, Tiyasa Zu, Kemi Shemunacha Sagabi Karka, Vizu, Kemi Shemunacha Sagabi Karka. It should be considered in our Mishnah when the case of Shnai Merchis and the Talus, that is Reuben and Shimon are both arguing over the Talus, and they both picked up the Talus together. It was a Metziah, so then we should consider as if neither of them are Mozokim. We should not see it by either of them, but rather we should say that this here is like a still lying on the floor, and this here is like a still lying on the floor. And therefore, not Reuben should be kind of the talus, and not Shimon should be kind of the talus. And in our Mishnah, we know not like that. The Mishnah says, Shnai Merchis and the talus, we consider it as if both of them are holding on to the talus, like we consider them both the Mozokim. Like Gemara said before, it's possible to say that they both picked it up at the same time, and it's possible to say that it's true, Yachleku, that both of them own half. Now that's only possible if you would say that Hamagviya Metzila Chaveru is Kona Chaveroi. If I pick up the talus for your sake, I have a right to be Kainerit for you. And if you pick it up for my sake, then I have a right to be Kainer. Then it's possible to say the Locha the Mishnah of Shnai Merchis and the talus. But if you're going to tell me that if I pick up something for you, it doesn't help for you, so then now when we're picking it up together, it should be considered as if not that I'm Kainer and not that you're Kainer. And rather, just like both parts of the talus are still on the floor. And since our Mishnah says not like that, El Alav Shramina, from here we should have a good proof that the locker is Hamagibiyah, Metzila Chaveroi, Sakon Kona Chaveroi, that you walk on. Like Rashi said, like we explained before, that the Pshat from the Mishnah of Muchzokim, Shnai Merchis and the talus, Shira Muchzok, we have to see the talus belonging to you. So now, and we also said that it's possible to say that both of them picked it up together, and they both own it. Now, how is it possible that they both picked it up together, that really both should own it? Like, each one is only holding on to half of the talus. The other half he's not holding on to, he didn't make a hagabor. Hagabor l'chur is only if you pick up the whole talus. So you have to say that, sure, I'm only picking up half. But the other half that my friend is picking up, he's picking up for me. In other words, his half that he's picking up should help my half as if I'm kind of my half. So that's only good if his hagabor, when he picks up something for me, I'm takakona, taka belongs to me. Then we can say the svara. But if when he picks up something for me, he is not kona for me, we don't see it by me, so then when I'm picking up half the talus, that means nothing. It should be considered as if the whole talus is still on the floor, so I shouldn't be considered a muchzik. So from here we have a raya from our Mishnah that the locher is kona chaver. And this the Gemara says back no. Omar Rav, Rav answers back and says no. Liyolam, really, I'll tell you, Liyolam, ain't malach, that maybe the locher is Hamagibiya Metzila Chaveroi, Loi Kona Chaveroi. If Reuven picks up a Metziah, if a lost object, after the owner was Miyayish, and now Reuven picks it up with intentions that Shimon should own it, maybe Loi Kona Chaveroi. You can't be mezakarit to your friend. And we'll soon see why. If so, why in our Mishnah is it good? For Ocha Haino time, you know, in our Mishnah is better, I'll tell you, it's better in our Mishnah because of a new Svara. That ni gud zochel nafshei zochel nam lechavrei. Since when you're picking up this talus, you have a part in the talus itself, like half of the talus that you're picking up for yourself. So ni gud that you're picking it up for yourself, who are then you could also be kind of the other half for your friend. The Rashi says liyer the main loch lekon chaveroi heichu de magibia loy neskav malitno is boklum. If when Reuven picks it up, he has no intentions of taking it for himself, only for his friend, it doesn't help. And Rashi says, why the time on the Kamon the Gemara will explain to have a typhus la balchoy b'mokam shechav l'cherim. Like, you can't pick up something for your friend because you're ruining it for other people. It's a metziah. It's a lost object now. Whoever comes first would have a right to pick it up. So if you pick it up for yourself, very good. But to pick it up for somebody else, you have no right, like, to be a shliach for him if you're ruining it for other people. So that's why you can't pick it up for somebody else. But I tell you, here in our Mishnah is much different. Like Rashi says, "V'ochad u'tani matzis and shnayim should be a metziah konam," because the new svar of migul zochel nashe zochel nam lechavrei. Here, since you're picking up the talus, and here for the talus is for yourself, so since you're making a kinyan in the talus for yourself, that's why here it's better. You could be kind of the other half for your friend. And the Gemara says, "Teida, bring the proof of this." Shinu amal eshluchay. If a person tells the shliach, tells the messenger, say v'gonavli, go and steal something for me. V'gonav, and the person, the ganav, the shliach, does it, is potter. I'll tell you for sure, we know the mashalech is potter. Because we have the klal. Rashi says, ha-mashalech potter, m'lashalem kefel. You don't have to pay kefel. The kind look as we hold, the klal is, ain't shliach, the bar of error, with chayim sholchoy. El shliach, rather the shliach, the one that does the geneva, he's chayif. Because the swara we'll see later on is, the divir rav, divir talmud, divir mishayim, you have to know who to listen to. Therefore, Reuven tells Shimon, go steal something, and Shimon steals it, Shimon is chayiv, and not Reuven. But the law is, v'shutfim shegonvu, let's say shutfim, two partners steal together, then chayovim, then they're both chayiv. So Rashi learns it means, v'echad hoitziyum yeshuz bailim, ledaita ledas chaveru, armina bababakama, we learned the bababakama, the chayovim, that a Reuven and Shimon are shutfim, they're stealing the shutfis. Even though only one of them does the maisa geneva, if Reuven steals, but he's stealing it now for the purpose of him and his friend, so then we say they're both kind of, and they won't have to pay that kefil, the kefil is between both of them. So who you see, shutfim is different. My time, what's the reason? Lav isn't it, mishum yarmin, we say over there, that migu the zochra nafshe, zochra nam lechavrei, that since this Reuven is making the geneva, since half of it is for himself, so since he's doing part for himself, who are then he could do the other half for his friend also? So shmamina, here's a good proof that when you're doing something for yourself and for somebody else, here it's much better. Here we say the Svara of Migu. Now, Taisus asks on Rashi's chat. Rashi, we just said, Shutfim Shigandu means one person is doing the Gneva for the other one. So Taisus asks, after the Gemara Baba Kama is only talking about Tzvicha. By going up a Tofah, there it helps the Shliach altogether. So if Taisus learns Avu Gemara here means Shutfim Shigandu, and they both picked it up together. But still, if they both picked it up together, why are they both kinda? So you have to say that, because Migu is Zochonash, Zochonam Lechavri. So we see when they do it together, then they are both kaina. That's the pshat now Mishnah also. By Shnai Merch and the Talos, when both of them are picking it up together, then of course one could be kaina for the other, therefore we look as if they're both called Mukzakim. By Shenkin, if Reuven wants to pick it up only for Shimon, then we hold now, you can't be kaina for Shimon, because it's a Tafos Labal Choy, the Mokav Shechav HaChayim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Hash to the Yarmut, now that you're telling me, Amrina Migu, we say the Svara for Migu, the Zochra Nashi, Zochra Namal Chavre, what you could do for yourself. You could also do for somebody else, also together. So, Cherish Upikeach, Shegibiyo Metziyoi, if you have a Cherish, a person that doesn't have Das, a deaf and dumb, and a Bikeach, a normal person, that together pick up a Metziyoi, a lost object, so there the Svara would be, Mitzerich Shekona Cherish, Kona Pikeach, that since the Cherish is Kaina, who are then the Pikeach is also Kaina. So Rashi says, even though when a cherish picks up something, really he has no das to be koina. It's only the rabbon elim of neidaki sholem. It is not like we learned. Cherish v'shoyt of a kotni yesh from gezem of neidaki sholem. If you look, yom amigul zochen nafshei zochen namal lechavrei. The Gemara says why. The Gemara says what kind of sort of this? Bishlei mecherish kono to come agadia lo ben das. I could understand why the cherish himself is koina because you know picked it up for him. The tikeach, the normal person. So when a normal person picked it up, he can have das, like das the cheresh makanois noi, the das of the pekeach helps, that the cheresh is koina. But el pekeach, but the pekeach himself, the maikon, how is he koina? Like the chur of the cheresh is the other half, he can't be koina. So Rashi says, that bishlein the cheresh means, le roisha ashen le tzor shneim, the roisha shofsat cheresh the gab the cheresh mu hev yagdo. As far as the cheresh's half goes, we could understand why he should be koina his half. Because the half that he's picking up because of himself, midirabon, it's a good kinyan. I, the other half, the pekeach is picking up for him. So that's good. Vashenke, the half of the pekeach, true, half he's picking up. But the other half that the cheresh is holding, his das can't help at all for the pekeach. So there's no kinyan for the pekeach. How could the pekeach, how could the normal person be kind of here? So Ella Rabbi meant to say like this. Ella Eimo, cheresh kono, pekeach le kono, just the opposite. That the cherish is the one that's koina the soul talis, and not the pekeach. If so, man migu. So what do you mean to say migu? There's no, he's not helping you out then. So Mora says, migu the shnei choroshim bialmo. Koni, hanami koni. Just like if there be two choroshim bialmo, they would be koina, who would deny that the other one's a pekeach, it also helps. In other words, if you have two choroshim, two deaf and dumb people, and they pick it up together, so since each one has a kinya for himself, so therefore, it helps that they're both koina. See also, now that one's a cherish and one's a pekeach, the pekeach's kinyan helps enough for the cherish. So most of the girl doesn't make any sense. Hi, Mike, what's going on here? Im Tim, so if you want to tell me, Even if Reuben picks up a mitzvah for his friend, it helps. When is that said? When you pick it up for your friend. But hi, over here, this cherish, he's only picking it up for himself. For he himself, he has no das to be koina, really. It's only at the koina of Rabbanon that he's koina. So for his friend, could it help? So what do you tell him in Amigul Shnei Charoshim? When you have two Charoshim picking it up together, one can't help for the other. He doesn't even have das for himself, really. It's only at the koina that he's koina for himself. So of course he cannot help for his friend. So what kind of migul is it over here, even when you have two Charoshim, two deaf and dumb people, picking it up together? El or Rabbi meant to say like this, El Aima, Mitoy the Locher again is, when you have a Pikeach and a Cherosh together, picking up a Mitzvah, the Locher is rather like this, El Aima, Mitoy Shalakona Pikeach, Lakona Cherosh. Since the Pikeach is not Kaino, who are doing the same Locher, the Cherosh is also not Kaino. The Chitzeim, I'll ask me, Maishno Mishnei Cherosh and the Alma, why is it different than a regular case of two Cherosh and the Alma? I'll tell you, Hossam Kinulei Rabbonin. There, even if you tell me the locker over there is by Shnei Charoshim, that the Yachayna, I'll tell you there it's a new Takonah the Rabbonin. I'll tell you, Maishnam Shnei Charoshim the Alma, Hossam Tikinulu Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made a special Takonah if you have two Charoshim picking up a towel together. The Loyosili Ansuye, that they should not come to fight. Ashenkin Hocho, when you have a Charosh and a Pekeach, Meimar Omer, they'll say like this, Pekeach Loikonah. Like, if we're going to say that locher to both of them is, that they're both not koino, so I'll tell you like this, that once the cherish hears that even the pekeach, the smart person, is not koino here, I'm no akne. So he won't feel bad, he won't come to fight at all. He'll think, I'm not worse off than the pekeach. If the pekeach is not koino, so I'm also not going to be koino. Therefore, they won't come to fight. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rav Acha, Brei the Rav Ad, the Rav Ashi. Do you call the Rami Bachoma? Mehecha. Where was the first deed that Rami Bachoma made? Like we started off today, that Rami Bachoma said, Zoy Samaris. From our Mishnah, we have a proof to the Allah of our Magadiyah, Metzila Chaver, was Kana Chaveroi. Where did he want to bring a proof from our Mishnah? Inaim, if you want to tell me the Reisha from the beginning of our Mishnah that says,